Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here this afternoon in support of Senate Bill 473. For the record, my name is Bruce Berkey, and I'm here this afternoon on behalf of three small business organizations. The first is the Electrical Contractors Business Association, approximately 100 members of that organization. The second is the Professional Insurance Agents of New Hampshire, again, approximately 100 members. And the third is the National Federation of Independent Business, a small business organization representing 1,500 small businesses from across New Hampshire. All of them are in support of Senate Bill 473 and finding a fix to this issue. I've just started wearing these reader glasses, so please bear with me. I will not go into the technical aspects of what it will take to fix this. You are the tax writing committee for the state senate. There are practitioners in this room. There are experts in this room and outside of this room that will have much better knowledge of this than I. But let me just share with you a few messages that I've heard from the small businesses from throughout New Hampshire. The first is a concern that Senator Bradley brought up in his testimony, is that how can advocates for this new application of the interest and dividends tax genuinely call this a closing of a loophole? It's beyond these small business owners' comprehension. The IND tax has always been intended to be levied up against unearned income. And clearly, these 1,700 small business owners see this new LLC tax as nothing more than a selective income tax on their income. Who will be next? They also expressed concern about how did this happen without the public's input. Small business owners, as a result, have become jaded and disenchanted with their state government. And they want to see a better result coming from this process. And they're here, through me, to say that they're willing to work towards a better result through this process. So let's find a solution that removes this burden and threat to these small business operations and their significant impact on New Hampshire's driving of job creation. So with that, I'll answer any questions you may have, and I urge you to pass Senate Bill 473, and I would also urge you to pass Senate Bill 476. Thank you.